ਸਤਾਰੇ ਪ੍ਰਭੂਪਾਦ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਪਰਮਾਰਾਧਿਅ ਤਮ ਗੁਰਦੇਵ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਮਦੇਸ਼ੀ ਭਗਤੀ ਵਿਦਾਂਤ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਪ੍ਰਭੂਪਾਦ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਦੀ ਸੁਪਰੀਮ ਮਰਸੀ ਕਾਜ਼ਲੈਸ ਮਰਸੀ ਆਫ ਮਾਈ ਮੋਸਟ ਰੀਵੀਅਰ ਸਪਿਰਿਚੁਅਲ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਸ੍ਰੀਮਦ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਭਗਤੀ ਵਿਦਾਂਤ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਪ੍ਰਭੂਪਾਦ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਗੋਟ ਐਨ ਅਪੋਰਚੁਨਿਟੀ ਫਾਰ ਦਿਸ ਟੂ ਡੇਜ ਟੂ ਹੈਵ ਯੋਰ ਡਿਵਾਈਨ ਐਸੋਸੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਐਂਡ ਟੂ ਹੀਅਰ ਦ ਆਫਰਿੰਗਸ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਰੀਡਿੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਸਪੀਕਿੰਗ I think this is all the mercy of my Guru that I get such good opportunity and I have such good fortune to hear all this. I am most fallen, degraded, ever. I am a worm in the stool, but you are so kind that you have spoken and read so many glorifications of this wretched, most degraded stone, worm in the stone. I think this is not for me. All this is for my revered spiritual master, Sri Srimad S. Bhaktivedanta Swami, all previous acharyas. This is their view, it is not my view. Therefore, I receive it and I offer it to them. That I only can do, nothing else. To have your such divine association, I think this is the kripa, mercy of my Gurudev and the whole previous acharyas. They gave such a opportunity to us to remember them, to glorify them, to hear about them. The arrangements you have all made for this 2 days known as Vyas Puja. So, this is generally known as the Puja of Sri Vyasadeva or Puja of Sri Gurudev on his birthday. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur on his 50th appearance day. This Vyas Puja was first observed in this Gaudiya Vaishnava online. From that day, every year, it has been observed. What he has said about Vyas Puja, he said, this Puja, Vyas Puja, let it be known as the Puja of all Gaudiya Guru Bhargas Acharyas. From this statement of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, we can understand what the real purpose of Vyas Puja. It is not only the Puja of Srila Vyasadeva or Puja of Krishna or Sri Gaura or Puja of Sri Guru. That's not real Vyas Puja. This is the Puja of pure Gaudiya Guru Bhargas Acharyas. This is real Vyas Puja. We see a mantra in the line of Bhakti Vinod Thakur about Vyas Puja. This is the mantra. Sri Damodar Swarup Sri Rupa Sri Sanatana श्री रघुनाथ श्री जीव भट्ट जुग श्री कृष्ण दास कविराजादि श्रीमद भक्ति विनोद श्रीमद गौर किशोर दास श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी पादांत सर्वेभ्यो गुरुभ्ये नमः। दिस मंत्र वी फाइंड लाइन ऑफ भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर। वट एवर गौड़ीय सिद्धांत वी हियर और वी गेट, दे आर ऑल द कंट्रीब्यूशंस ऑफ ऑल प्रीवियस आचार्यस गुरुस। इट इज रियली it will be really a cutlessness if we don't remember their wonderful leelas, remember their wonderful merciful leelas, it will be really cutlessness. Their contribution we cannot, they are like an unfathomable ocean. We can unlimited ocean. We cannot fathom them. If we won't discuss their contributions, their merciful leaders, if we won't observe the appearance, days of those divine acharyas, Guru Bhargas, Gaudiya Guru Bhargas, it will be a great injustice. On the tithi or day appearance or disappearance day of such exalted Vaishnavas, Mahabhagavatas, Gurus and Acharyas, if someone remains careless, he must be a great offender. It is not at all expected. The Guru Puja you have arranged for these 2 days, first of all, we have to understand who is Guru. In Pranam Mantra to Guru, we utter this mantra, Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnanam Jana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasme Sri Guru Ve Namah. English. Yes. To open my eyes, it starts to light up knowledge. My eyes were not opened. He opened it. I was groping in dense darkness. My eyes were not opened. Groping in dense darkness. Mercifully, after mercy, open my eyes to top night to knowledge. He is Guru. What is that dense darkness? What is it? What is that? Is ignorance? Is it dense darkness? And Kabiraj Goswami has said, Ajnana to mera naam kahiye koi toro, dharma ortha kama vansha adhi sava, karma dhri mukti vansha koi toro pradhan, जहाँ हुई कृष्ण भक्ति हो उनको ध्यान। श्रील कविराज गोस्वामी इन लैंग्वेज ऑफ श्रील कविराज गोस्वामी, व्हाट इज दैट डेंस डार्कनेस? दिस इज कैतव, दिस इज चीटिंग। कैतव मीन्स चीटिंग। व्हाट इज दैट? धर्म अर्थ काम वंश। पोजेसिंग दिस डिजायर इन द हार्ट ऑफ धर्म अर्थ काम मोक्ष। So-called religiosity, economic development, fulfilling material desire, and liberation. Isn't this English? All right? All right. Help me, I don't know English. These are kaitava, these are cheating. If you possess all these desires in your heart, then heart is covered with dense darkness for ignorance. As a result, jaoite Krishna bhakti hoyanto dhyan. Krishna bhakti will go far away, 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 away from you. It cannot touch it. in our heart. These desires are there, bhukti, mukti, siddhi, desire for material enjoyment, desire for material liberation, desire for mystic perfection, desire for name, fame, prestige, adoration. Yes. These are the dense darkness prevailing in our heart. May not be in a gross form. These are there in very subtle form also. As long as they are there in our heart, we cannot get even a cent of bhakti. No. Cannot. Sriman Mahaprabhu is prema purushottama, who gives Krishna prema indiscriminately. If we want to enter into that kingdom of prema of Mahaprabhu, first of all, we have to dispel this dense darkness prevailing in our heart. But who can do so? That's the question. For this, mercy is required. Sri Mahaprabhu is the incarnation of wonderful mercy. Yes. He is so wonderfully merciful towards us. Guru Pada Padma, our real spiritual master, those are real gurus, Sri Guru, Sadguru. They are really very, very dear devotees of Sriman Mahaprabhu. Very, very dear devotees of Sriman Mahaprabhu. They are associates of Sriman Mahaprabhu. They are very intimate to Sriman Mahaprabhu. They are known as Mahabhagavata. Whatever recorded in their heart, that is Grantha Bhagavata. Bhagavata Katha, Krishna Katha, in the form of Sabda or Samta Brahma, is recorded in their heart. That is the tape record. That is the tape record that is recorded in their heart. It cannot be recorded in this material tape recorder. No, cannot be. How transcendental sound vibration can record such thing, this material instrument? That's a question. It's a great question now. Now again, that's a great question and a controversial point. Yes. So many speculations are going on and ready to crack my head. Yes. What to do? Dense darkness. So, if you want to have the association of Grantha Bhagavata or Bhakta Bhagavata, you should have good fortune. Otherwise, you cannot have it. Because they are all our gurus, guru bhargas, very, very wonderfully merciful. Two types of guru. One is Grantha Bhagavata, another is Bhakta Bhagavata. And we have to serve daily. Nitya Bhagavata Sevaya. It's daily activity. Nitya Karma. Nitya Naimitika Karma. As you have daily activity, eating, sleeping, bathing, what to say, cleansing body, do this, that, so many daily activities. This is daily activity. Nitya Bhagavata Sevaya. Daily is source of Grantha Bhagavata and Bhakta Bhagavata. It's daily activity. Those Guru Bhargavas, they have set up example before us. They were doing daily and they have taught us setting example. We have to do like that. And we have to offer service, render service to Bhakta Bhagavata and Grantha Bhagavata without duplicity. Niskamata Seva, without duplicity, with a simple heart, Otherwise, your seva service will not be accepted at all. No. They have those previous acharyas, gurus, they have taught us. They have said like that. So I said, what is the dense darkness prevailing in our heart? So how to dispel? For this precondition is dusanga tyaga. Give up the association of non-devotees. Dusanga. Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto says, 11:26. Tata dusangam srijya sasu sadhya buddhima mantaya santaya vasya chindanti mano vyasanga mukti bhi. If you are very greedy, if you are very eager to do sadhu sangha, satsanga, sangha, association of grantha bhagavata and bhakta bhagavata, first of all, you have to give up dusanga. Understand? Non-devotees, dusanga, asasanga, sanga. Association takes place on what platform? What platform this sanga, the association takes place? And mental platform. Yes, that takes place in the mental platform, not other platform. Try to understand me. Very deeply you try to understand, think of it. That's the platform. Yes. So, as long as there is this, or this dense darkness, other desires, you cannot have sangha at all. If your heart is not crying, heart of the real association of Granta Bhagavata and Bhakta Bhagavata, if you are not crying for it, you cannot have sangha association at all. If we won't go to any place, just sit down in a solitary place, still, you have dusanga. Yes, still you have dusanga. Example is Savari Muni. He entered into the depths of the water of Yamuna. Still he had dusanga. So, you should understand that thing. In your mind, hundreds of so many other desires are there, so many other thoughts are coming. Something in your mind. Every movement hunting your mind. Think of all these thoughts are pleasing to Krishna. All these thoughts are pleasing to Guru and Gauranga. Krishna says, Manmana Baba. He gave his most confidential instruction. Manmana Baba. Only think of me. The same instruction Srimad Mahaprabhu gave. Day and night, 24 hours. Think of Krishna. Ahar nisa chinta Krishna balahava dhani. Srimad Mahaprabhu gave day and night 24 hours. Chinta Krishna Balaha Bodhane. Think of Krishna and utter his name. in our lips, to our mouth, in all condition, sleeping condition, waking condition, and even when taking food, yes, Mahaprabhu's instruction. So we should think of what we are thinking, what thoughts are going on in our mind. Are all these thoughts pleasing to Krishna? Are all these thoughts pleasing to Guru and Gauranga? So think of, in the language of Srila Kaviraj Goswami, what is dusanga? Dusanga ka hiye kai thavo atma vanchana. Bhakti vina anya kamona.
Krishna Krishna bhakti vina anya kamona.
This is the language of Sri Kaviraj Goswami. What is dusanga? Dusanga is that this is desire other than Krishna and Krishna bhakti. That is dusanga. Desire other than Krishna and Krishna bhakti. That is dusanga. That is kui kaitava, that is cheating. That is atma-vanchana, cheating yourself. Not cheating any other, cheating yourself. Yes. If we want to think of the happiness, pleasure of Krishna, if not think of Krishna bhakti, if we think of something else and try to execute it and fulfill that desire, then it is dusanga. So with this mind or heart, one cannot have the association a bhakta bhagavata or grantha bhagavata. Cannot render service unto guru, bhakta bhagavata and bhakta, grantha bhagavata. Understand? Guru is heavy, not light. That's guru. Very heavy, not light. Gambhira vastu, very grey. We cannot approach him, not very easy at all. Yet fortunately, we can go. Then it is to be understood there is no more material attachment at all, no more material world at all. You enter into Vaikuntha world. There is no more this dense darkness in your heart, no more this other thoughts in your mind, yes, no more contamination, yes, but there in the heart or mind, duplicity, crookedness, desire for name, fame, prestige, adoration, other desire, there will be no more at all. No. Think of very deeply. Inquire. Make self-inquiry. Have we reached Guru Pādhapadhu? It's self-inquiry, yes. Have we reached Guru Pādhapadhu? Have we entered into his heart? Is he really merciful towards us? Is he merciful giving darshan to us? If he gives darshan, then there is no dusanga at all. Yeah, why there is no dusanga? Understand my language? try to understand. We are only pretending, we are just pretenders. That we have done Atmanivedana or surrender. We have not done real surrender, Atmanivedana. We are great pretenders. Only we have been pretending. For so many years or so many years to come in the future also. Therefore we cannot see the real form of Guru. Yes. Therefore we cannot see the real form of Guru. Brahmanda Bhamitikon Hagyavana Jiva Guru Krishna Guru Krishna Prasadipa Bhakti Latarija. That's what Dussanga Musrujya, I think I begin from here, huh? Bhagyavan jiva. Brahmanda Bhamite Gon Bhagyavan jiva Guru Krishna Prasad Paya Bhakti Lata Bija. Wandering. Lots of Brahmandas. One Bhagyavan jiva, a fortunate jiva. Gets the seed of Bhakti Kripa by the mercy of Krishna Guru. What is that seed? Seed of Bhakti Kripa. That is Shraddha. We are discussing the other day. This Shraddha is not ordinary Shraddha. It has an adjective to it. That is, they were discussing about Adhikara. You understand, Karmi has no Shraddha, Jnani has also has Shraddha, and Bhakta has Shraddha. But if you say mere Shraddha, it is not enough. So there is an adjective to it. Ruchi Yukta Shraddha. Shraddha is test. Shraddha means faith. Faith is test. In the words of Sadhu, Guru, Shastra. Sadhu, Shastra, Guru. That's Shraddha. This is not available wandering in lots of Brahmandas. But it is very easily available by the mercy and merciful will of Hesar. Alive. The language of light, I don't know whether my language is alive. Please help me. Bhaktar Bhutto, you should help me. I don't know whether I have defective language. But it is very easily available. By the mercy of merciful will of Hesar. Yes. It is not available wandering lots of Brahmandas. Guru Pahada Paddam, when he becomes very, very merciful towards us and thinks of to what say to give something is most beloved Shyam Sundar. Shyam Sundar, most beloved, very beautiful Shyam Sundar. If he wants to give to someone some fortunate jiva, then by his merciful will, that seed is available. Otherwise, it will never be available. And when we are willing, that Guru Pada Padma Bhakta Bhagavata Vaishnava can do so. Only when we are willing, the merciful willingness. Those who are very fortunate, Bhagyavan, they get it. Those who are ill-fated, Hatabhaga, they cannot get it. No. Ill-fated, Hatabhaga. So this is what you understand. One should develop keen desire, very intense desire. How? to render loving service unto the lotus feet of Guru Vaishnava. Krishna is the object of love. It is your devotees, Sadhguru Vaishnava, they are also object of love. One who develops a keen desire, a hankering in his heart, he gets it. Otherwise, nobody can get it. 7th canto, Bhagavata 7.5.32 says, Naisang mati stavaduru kramangri sprusati anarthapaga mojadattha mahiyasang padarajo abhishekam niskinsananang namrita javat. Great
translation. Unless they smear upon their bodies the dust of the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, completely free from material contamination, persons very much inclined.
So from this you can understand, this is the mercy of a Mahatma, Sadhu, Mahabhagavata, Vaishnava. This is the mercy. It's available by the mercy of the Mahatma, Sadhu, Vaishnava. No other reason is there. This is the root cause of Shraddha. You understand? Then you'll develop Shraddha, Rati, Bhava, Prema. Otherwise, how can you develop? You may get the position of Brahma, topmost position in this material universe, but you cannot have such Prema. But only by the mercy of the Sadhu Mahatma, Mahabhagavata Vaishnava, it is available. Especially you say, Mahiyasam Padarodha Abhishekam. One who smears his body with the dust of Asat Mahatma, available, lotus feet of Mahatma, is available. It is all the mercy of all our gurus or Guru Vargas that we understand this thing. It comes to us. Today, this auspicious occasion, I have gotten this opportunity to offer prayer at the lotus feet of such gurus and guru vargas. I don't know if it will be available to me. I don't know. If it is available to me, if I am have such good fortune or ill fate, I don't know. Still, I have very keen desire, very strong desire to have it. I'm a great greedy person for that. Greed in me. So for these last 2 days, spending most valuable time, you have arranged this Guru Puja. I, as a friend, tell you, I have many, let's say, frailties. Proper word?
Yes,
all right, I have many frailties, weaknesses, disqualifications in me. I tell the truth. We have all come here, being attracted towards the lotus feet of Guru Padapadva. Our revered spiritual master, Sri Srimad Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami, our previous acharyas, we have all come here being attracted towards it. Those gurus, they are very rich people, not materially rich. Don't think like that. They reach it what wealth for a sake. That is Prem-dhana. Huh? Understand my language? That is Prem-dhana. So we have come here, develop the Greek how to get that wealth, Prem-dhana. That is our purpose. Therefore we have come here. Yes, isn't it? So, for these 2 days, you have offered your, let's say, offerings, Sardhanjali. What you have described of me, Dasadham, Patitadham, most fallen, wretched, worm in this hole, and I am. Indirectly, you have given me, a hint. What is that? Hint? How I can possess all these good qualities? Yes, indirectly you have hinted me. Yes, how can possess all these good qualities that you have offered in your offerings? Yes. Therefore, with folded hands, one and all I tell you, bowing my head, I offer my prayer to you that today, this day, we have gotten this opportunity how to offer our such offerings from core of our heart to the lotus feet of such acharyas, guru vargas. Yes. But how can I offer? I am not guru. I am laghu. Not guru, I am laghu. Who is laghu? How you'll be able to see guru? Understand my language. Guru opposite to laghu. Sanskrit. But by the mercy of my guru, revered spiritual master, whatever adhikar I have gotten, with that I am trying my best to render service to his lotus feet. So in this respect, I require, I always in need of your heartfelt love and affection and help. Yes. That I think that is my asset. Otherwise I cannot do such things. Understand my language? What I say? Yes, try to understand. And please excuse me, my language is faulty language. I sometimes fail to express in proper words. And you are such great souls, you can understand it, I think so. Many have doubt in Guru Pada Padma. They have doubt. If you have doubt, you cannot make advancement at all. Sansayatma vinasyati. Gita Krishna says, Sansayatma, one who is doubtful person, princess. You should understand this thing, that doubt, criticism, these are not bhakti. All these things have no place in bhakti. That is only sabya sevaka, the relationship of servant and servant. What is it? Master alike. Servant, master, sabya sevaka. Who is guru? He knows, is eternal servant of Krishna. And jiva swarupa hoy Krishna nitya das. Living entity is constitutional, is swarupata, is bhakta, is eternal servant of Krishna. He has such vision, he only sees these are Krishna's and Krishna's servants. Guru's vision is like that. So his vision is not material vision. He is devoid of material vision, therefore he is Guru. So from through him we get Bhagavan Krishna, therefore he is Guru. If Guru says he is always Sunadapi Sunicha, he is so humble. He has no pride that I am Guru, I don't know who am I. I'm a great Guru, great Acharya. This Dambhikata, this is pride, demoniac characteristic, is not divine characteristic, but characteristics of a Vaishnava Sadhu Guru. You should understand this thing. He is Sunadapi Sunicha. I am the lowest of the low. More humbler than a blade of grass lying in the street. More insignificant than a blade of grass lying in the street. That is mentality. So humble is real Guru. If Guru thinks I am Guru, he is not Guru. He is Guru, he is quadruped. Guru, quadruped, not Guru. Understand what I say? Yes. I am a speck of dust at the lotus feet of my Guru. This is the abhiman of a true disciple, Sishya. I have no qualification to become Guru. I have no desire to become Guru. With that desire I have not left my home. That is not my desire at all. My Guru said, accept disciple, give them training, otherwise how can you do this project? You should have your own man. Otherwise, how can you manage it? He told me again and again, and he also wrote me letter. I have written in my letter, my dear Srila Prabhupada. Yes, he wrote me letter. Under your leadership, this project will be done. Yes. Repeatedly he wrote. At that time, I said, my dear Srila Prabhupada, I don't want to be head, I want to be tail. But he said, I want. But that means my Guru wants me, that I'll become Guru and I'll accept Sishya. To accept Sishya means to welcome great danger, very great danger. You should understand, I am in a very, very dangerous situation. Very, very dangerous situation. I cannot eat, I cannot sleep at night. You should understand this thing. There you will never find such a, such most, let's say, distressed person as I am. A person with such most dangerous situation as I am. You cannot find. So today, with folded hand, I request you, please protect me. This is my request at your feet today. This is the will, this is the desire of my Guru. I will remain in such dangerous situation. Then he'll be very happy and pleased. I understood it. Therefore, for his pleasure, I have accepted this dangerous situation to become Guru and accepting disciples. So, you have come here. I think my Guru has sent you all to me just to give me protection, not to put me in more dangerous situation. I think so. Therefore, this is my request to you. Please protect me. To accept disciple means that to keep up this missionary activity that Guru has started. We are Gosthyanandis. So we have to keep up this missionary activity the Guru has started. It's not a fact that to occupy the asana of a Guru. No. Gopi Guru, Guru Vallava, Guru Natha Krishna. In Guru line, Guru Parampara, go up. Where will you reach? You reach at Krishna. Guru Parampara begins from Krishna. But Krishna said, Radha Prema Guru Ami Sishya Natta. Radharani is my Guru. I am his disciple. That means in Guru Parampara, topmost position is occupied by Srimati Radharani, who is Gopi Shrestha. Understand? Topmost Gopi. Therefore, in Guru Tattva you will find Gopi Guru. Guru Vallava, Guru Natha, the master of Gopi, the husband of Gopi, Krishna. So, my Guru, Guru, famous Guru, Acharya in this Gaudiya line is Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He said to Gopinath, Kemone Sodhime More. Gopinath, Kemone Sodhime More. Oh, Gopinath, how can you purify me? Huh? I am disciple. I'll remain always a disciple. Who is my Guru? He has this abhiman that is the disciple of his Guru. Understand my language? Sishya abhiman. This is Sishya abhiman. Yes. I am a speck of dust at your lotus feet, O Gurudev. I am not equal to you. I cannot see the equal asana with you. I am dust. I am servant. Let my heart be always filled with this dasya bhava, mood of servitorship, servant. This is the prayer of true disciple. He never says, I am Guru. Remain always as disciple of the Guru. So, if someone wants to see Guru, see his person. Gurutva, Guru Sip, all right, Guru Sip. If someone is very eager, anxious to see, then he has to understand that he should always remain a disciple. A disciple. Always remain as a disciple. Always give opportunity to his Guru to inflict discipline on him. Yes. Then he is true disciple. Then you see the real form of Guru. Otherwise you can see the real Swarup of Guru, or form of Guru. Who is disciple, that is his abhiman. He is always under strict discipline of his Guru. Always he is disciplined also, yes. He gives opportunity to his Guru to inflict discipline on him. That is true disciple. A true Guru is he who engages his disciples inflicting discipline on them to help him how to give enjoyment to Krishna. Understand? Language of life? Alright, understand, I don't know. Ananta Sangita says, who cannot be disciple? Who cannot be disciple? Akrutebhyo anibharjyascha guru sikhya saishnava evam buddha paritejya sishyate no kalpita. That means, who is incorrigible, who cannot be corrected, in spite of repeated, punishment, inflicting discipline on you cannot be corrected, completely impossible, who is who cannot accept, who cannot tolerate the sasam, discipline of guru, yes, who cannot tolerate. He cannot be a disciple, he should be rejected. Yes. He cannot be a disciple, he should be outright rejected. Get out from him. Yes. What is the duty of a sishya? Disciple. In Vishnu Smriti it is said, Na gurur priyam kur jatarito pirito biva, na vamanne tadvakyam na priyam hi samasare, ātārjasya priyam kurjyāt prāṇeirapi dhaneirapi karmaṇā mānasā vācā sojati sojāti paramāṅgati. That means, he is true disciple who never does such act or activity that will give distress to guru, pain to guru, you understand? Though is repeatedly under strict discipline, Guru inflicts strict discipline on him repeatedly, though he is chastised, yes, still he never does such work or activity that will give pain to Guru. That is the true disciple. Through his body, mind and speech, whatever he has gotten, his body, intelligence, knowledge, or wealth, whatever he has gotten, through all these things, he always keep himself engaged, rendering loving service to Guru. Yes. Then he is true disciple, and definitely he will go back home, back to Godhead. In the long run, he will get Krishna. So one who gives such opportunity to Guru to inflict discipline on him, he is disciple. Sādhimāntvam prapannam, Gita Arjuna says, Sādhimāntvam prapannam, I surrender unto you, Gurudev, please purify me. Inflicting discipline on me, please purify me. That is sādhi. When this mentality is there, when this mentality is there, then he really surrenders. That is saranagati. Then he will surrender humbly, he will inquire, he put questions on tattva, tattva prasna, and he will be engaged in loving service to Guru. So this is pranipata pariprasna seva, what Gita says. These three things, pranipata pariprasna seva, these three things, will simultaneously arise, with these three things, one who comes to Guru and follows Guru, then he will get the mercy of Guru and he can see the real surup of Guru, Guru Darshan. Understand? He will have Guru Darshan. When he sees Guru, then whatever laghutva is there, opposite to Gurutva, will completely vanish. Understand my language? I don't know English. You understand it? Understood, I think so. I know. Yes, my Guru will help you to understand it. Mahaprabhu will help you to understand. I think so, I have this hope. Then is the real sishya. Then he will be able to enter into the heart of Guru and will get the real treasure there in the heart, the prem dhana, as a son, as a hereditary, what is it? Hereditary process. Hereditary person gets the wealth, asset, the father possesses. Similarly, spiritual father and spiritual son is the real disciple. This process can possess the dhana, real asset, in the heart, prem dhana, in the heart of Guru. Understand my language? All right? Understandable? You understand it all? I think, I don't know whether you understand or not. So, but my heart is a deserted land. Still my Gurudev is so merciful that he put the Bhakti Lata Bija in this deserted heart, plot of land, and try to germinate, grow, and say, decorated with the flower and fruit. I am such most insignificant creature. I have no capacity to glorify the qualities of my Guru. Still, getting your love and affection, your association, whatever is prompted in my heart, my Guru Gauranga made me prompted, I expressed before you today. Please, don't find fault with me. If you just accept the essence, please excuse me, I have many frailties, weaknesses. Please, listen for me. So in respect, in this respect, I want to add something more when I speak, if you can accept the essence, most important. Those who are speculators, they cannot accept the essence. Speculators are bhargrahi, narsargrahi, harbahi, narsargrahi. They are only like asses, they only carry the heavy load, bhargrahi. Understand, speculators. They are not sargrahi, then cannot accept the essence. Do you understand? So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, Prabhupada Maharaj, tells a story in this respect. One Guru Bhruva was there. Guru was a pseudo-guru. Accepts disciples only to get pranama and pranami. Understand my language? That is pseudo-guru, accepts disciple only for pranama and pranami. That is pseudo-guru. Such a guru, bruva or pseudo-guru, once went to the house of his disciple, who is also a pseudo-disciple, a great speculator, monodharmi. So disciple cooked nice food, palatable dishes for guru. Guru ate it. So after eating bhojan, the disciple got a haritaki. How do you say in English? I don't know. Haritaki, your light. Because after eating, the skin of haritaki should be said, that's very good. That helps for digestion and also no bad odor will come out from the mouth. That Ayurveda Sastra is said. And purifies the blood also. Many good results are there in haritaki. So Gurudev said, all right, peel it and bring it to me. So this speculator, disciple is a speculator, is bhara bahi, not sargrahi. He is only carries load, but cannot accept the essence. Therefore, he thought of a life, the outside skin is useless, inside seed is useful. Sara, outside is a sara, useless, and inside seed is useful. Therefore, he filled it through outside skin and brought the heart not inside. Then Guru cannot eat it because the outside skin is useful, inside seed is useless. Guru says, you are such a foolish, you don't know. The outside skin is useful, haritaki. Outside skin is useful, inside seeds are useless. Yes, Gurudev, I understood. I'll do like this henceforward. Next day, Guru ate, did bhojan. After bhojan eating, Shishya brought a karamam. Only it's a karamam, understand? So he thought of, oh, yesterday Gurudev had told me, outside is useful, inside is useless. Therefore, put the karamam and fill the inside seeds and brought the skin. You said Allah. Are Baba, what is this? Of karamam. Outside is useless, inside is useful. Oh, it is like that. Yesterday he said, outside is useful, inside is useless. The speculators, those are speculators, they are like that. They cannot accept the essence. They are bhargrahi, not sargrahi. So this is what I said. Don't become a speculator. Don't become bhargrahi. Become sargrahi. Try to understand essence, what I say. Then that will be the real, your love and affection for me. Jai Srila Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai! Paramarajyatam Gurudev Sri Srila Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai! Iskan Founder Aisarya Sri Srila Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai! Sri Veta Bhaktarinda ki jai! Gaur Pranandi!